Welcome back, everybody. Today, we're going to be diving into something that is super important for any business that wants to stay afloat,
Right.
the order to cash cycle.
Yeah.
So it's basically like the journey of an order, from the moment a customer clicks buy
Right.
to the moment that you hear that cha-ching of a payment.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So our source material for this deep dive is a really interesting article titled, "What is Order to Cash Process Meaning and Definition O to C Cycle?"
Yes.
And
I think the article does a really good job at kind of explaining this
yeah.
process that seems very simple on the surface, but as we'll see,
Yeah.
it can get really complicated.
It can get so complicated. I was reading about all these companies that are grappling with late
Oh,
payments
yeah.
and all these errors that snowball into these major delays
Yeah.
and systems that just don't talk to each other. It's
Like,
like a
it's a
maze.
huge logistical challenge,
Yeah.
and it really impacts your cash flow,
Right.
which is the lifeblood of any business.
Right.
So if you have a smooth order to cash cycle, it means that you have the resources
Yeah.
to invest in your business, to grow your business, to kind of weather any economic storms that might come your way. But when it gets bogged down,
Right.
it can really lead to a cascade of problems.
Yeah.
I mean, from, strained supplier relationships
Yeah.
to just missed opportunities for growth.
Yeah, it's so much bigger than just some accounting headache.
Yeah.
Like, we're talking about a company's ability to really thrive.
Absolutely.
So let's back up for a second.
Okay.
For those of us who maybe aren't, completely steeped in the world of finance,
Sure.
how would you really define the order to cash cycle?
So at its most basic level, it's the process of accepting orders, which are often on credit, and then converting those sales into cash.
Okay.
So you can kind of think of it like a relay race
Okay.
where the baton gets passed from sales to credit checks to invoicing to payment processing and then finally reconciliation.
Right.
And any fumble along the way can lead to,
Delays and losses.
that makes total sense.
Yeah.
So walk us through those relay handoffs.
Okay.
Like, what are the key stages in this race?
So the first hurdle is credit.
Oh,
Before
credit.
you can even fulfill an order, you have to figure out if the customer is creditworthy.
Right.
Can they actually pay their bills on time?
Right.
So this means analyzing financial data,
Yeah.
credit scores, payment history,
Oh, wow.
almost like a financial background check for your customer.
It's like vetting a roommate, but with much higher stakes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Potentially.
So what happens if a customer gets the green light? What's next?
Then we move on to invoicing.
Okay.
And invoicing can be really tricky
I
because
bet.
if you have, multiple sales channels,
Yeah.
you have online sales, retail, wholesale.
Right.
Each of those might generate invoices that have different formats, different currencies, different payment terms.
Right.
It's really easy for errors and delays to kind of creep in. I can see how a missing decimal point here, an incorrect product code there,
Right.
suddenly you've got a huge mess on your hands.
Yeah. And these errors are not just minor inconveniences.
Right.
Inaccurate invoices lead to disputes. They lead to delayed payments,
Yeah.
frustrated
Yeah.
customers, and it can damage your reputation and it can make it harder to collect what you're owed.
So it's not just about good bookkeeping.
Right.
It's about protecting your bottom line,
Right.
maintaining good customer relationships.
Exactly.
So what happens after the invoice is sent off?
So then,
Do we just cross our fingers and hope for the best?
not quite.
Okay.
So that's when we enter the world of accounts receivable management or AR management.
Okay.
And this is where you're keeping track of all of those outstanding invoices.
Right.
So think of it as mission control for your incoming cash.
Okay.
You're monitoring due dates, tracking payments, and basically identifying any potential hiccups.
So this is where we see those images of giant spreadsheets and late night number crunching.
Yeah, that's the old school way to do things.
Okay.
Luckily, technology's come a long way to streamline that process,
Yeah.
but we'll get to that in a little bit.
Okay.
So for now, let's just stick with kind of the traditional O2C flow.
Sounds good.
Okay.
So we've got credit checks, invoicing, AR management. So what happens when those invoices become overdue?
Right.
Do we start making those collection calls?
Well, not so fast.
Okay.
Before we get into the art of collections,
Okay.
there's another step that's really important,
Okay.
and that's cash application.
Okay.
And this is basically where you're matching incoming payments to the correct invoices, making sure everything is reconciled and accounted for.
So this is where I would be like reaching for a giant pot of coffee and a calculator,
Yeah.
like making sure all the pieces of the puzzle fit together.
It can get incredibly complex,
Oh, I bet.
especially for businesses that are dealing with a lot of transactions.
Yeah.
multiple currencies
mm-hmm.
or partial payment.
Yeah.
It really requires meticulous attention to detail to avoid misapplied payments
yeah.
and accounting discrepancies.
Okay. I'm starting to understand why this smooth order to cash cycle is just so crucial.
Yeah.
Like even a small snag in one of these steps yeah. can just completely derail the whole system.
Exactly. And it's not just about avoiding errors.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
An optimized order to cash cycle is about so much more than just collecting payments
right.
on time.
Yeah.
It's about getting those valuable insights from your financial data.
Right.
You know, improving your forecasting mm-hmm. and ultimately making smarter decisions for your business.
See, that's where things get really interesting.
Yes.
But before we get ahead of ourselves,
okay.
let's go back to that stage that maybe isn't so thrilling.
Okay.
Collections.
Okay.
So what happens when those invoices are overdue? Do you have any tips for navigating that tricky terrain?
I do. And I think your listeners might be surprised to learn that the key to effective collections isn't about, you know, being aggressive with your customers.
Yeah.
It's really about building relationships.
Okay.
Understanding their challenges
mm-hmm.
and finding solutions that really work for both sides.
So it's more like diplomacy than debt collecting.
Exactly.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
But I think we're going to have to save that conversation for part two of our deep dive.
I agree. We have a lot more to unpack.
Yes, we do. To be continued. We'll be back after a short break to delve into the world of collections
yes.
and explore how technology is transforming the OTC landscape.
Absolutely.
Don't go anywhere.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to our deep dive into the order to cash cycle.
Yes.
So right before the break,
yeah.
we were talking about the collections process.
We were.
Which, you know, a lot of people think of as a kind of dreaded part of managing customer payments.
It does have kind of a negative connotation, yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, as I was saying,
yeah.
if you approach collections strategically,
mm-hmm.
it can actually be a way to strengthen customer relationships.
Okay, so how do you turn something that can feel so confrontational
right.
into a positive interaction?
Well, it really starts with understanding that, you know, late payments aren't always intentional.
Okay.
Sometimes, you know, it's an oversight
yeah.
or, you know, an invoice got lost in the mail.
Right.
Or a customer is having a temporary cash flow problem.
Okay.
So rather than jumping right to aggressive tactics,
right.
the first step is really just to reach out and, you know,
yeah.
inquire about the status of the payment.
This is more like, hey, just checking in.
Exactly.
Then pay up or else.
Yeah, much more like that.
Okay.
A friendly reminder is often all it takes.
Right.
And if there's a legitimate reason for the delay,
mm-hmm.
you can work with a customer
yeah.
to come up with a solution.
Right.
Maybe you set up a payment plan or adjust the terms a little bit.
Okay.
And, you know, this approach really shows empathy.
Yeah.
It builds goodwill.
Right.
Which is so much more valuable than just trying to get that payment as quickly as possible.
Mm. Yeah, it's about preserving that long-term relationship.
Absolutely.
Not just squeezing out a payment.
Exactly.
And I imagine technology can play a big role in all this too.
Yeah, definitely. We're going to get into that in a bit.
Okay.
But first, I wanted to touch on the other reason.
Yeah.
Why mastering the order to cash cycle is so important.
Okay.
And that's the insights that it can provide.
Oh, yeah. I remember we were starting to talk about this before the break.
We were.
It's not just about collecting the money.
Right.
It's about using that financial data to gain a competitive edge.
Exactly.
Right.
Think about all the data that's flowing through your order to cash cycle.
Yeah.
It's like a gold mine of information.
Right.
You can analyze payment patterns.
Okay.
And identify trends.
Yeah.
You can predict your future cash flow.
Mm-hmm.
And you can yeah. make much more informed decisions about
yeah.
everything from managing your inventory
right.
to forecasting your sales.
So it's like having a crystal ball that shows you not just what's happening right now, but what's going to happen in the future.
Exactly. No more flying blind.
Right.
But traditionally, extracting these insights
yeah.
has been a very manual process.
Oh, I bet.
You know, lots of spreadsheets,
mm-hmm.
lots of different systems,
yeah,
a lot of number crunching.
Right.
Not very fun.
So how do we unlock the power of all this data without drowning in a sea of spreadsheets?
Well, that's where technology comes in.
Okay, here we go.
And it's not just about automating individual tasks.
Right.
It's really about a fundamental shift towards intelligent automation.
Okay.
So think AI-powered platforms.
Yeah.
That can analyze huge volumes of data.
Okay.
Identify patterns.
Mm-hmm.
And generate actual insights that you can use.
Yeah.
All in real time.
So we're talking about more than just, you know,
yeah.
robotic process automation.
Right.
Like those tools that take over, you know, those
yeah.
simple repetitive tasks.
Exactly.
Data entry.
This is AI that can actually understand the data and help you make better decisions.
Okay.
So, for example, imagine an AI system that can analyze your historical sales data, your payment patterns, and even external factors like economic trends to predict your cash flow with amazing accuracy.
That would be a game changer.
Right.
No more guessing games when it comes to budgeting or investments.
Exactly.
So what else can these AI platforms do?
Well, they could also help with credit scoring and risk assessment.
Okay.
So, you know, traditional credit scoring methods rely on limited historical data.
Right.
Which can be outdated or incomplete.
Yeah.
But AI can analyze massive amounts of data from all kinds of sources, including alternative data like social media activity or even online reviews to create a more nuanced and accurate picture of a customer's creditworthiness.
So it's like a super-powered background check that goes beyond just their credit score.
Exactly.
And their bank statements.
Yeah.
So this allows businesses to extend credit to more customers.
Right. But also minimize their risk at the same time.
Exactly. And it can also help identify potential fraud or, you know, lay payment risks really early on.
So it's taking this whole order-to-cash cycle from reactive to proactive.
Yes.
And from guesswork to data-driven decision-making.
Absolutely.
AI can also optimize your collections process.
Yeah.
By identifying the most effective ways to communicate with each customer.
Exactly.
So some customers might respond better to an email.
Right.
Others might need a phone call.
Exactly. AI can help you personalize your approach.
Wow.
So you get the best results.
So it's about tailoring the communication.
Right.
To the individual customer.
Yeah.
Not just blasting out these generic reminders.
Oh, exactly.
Okay. So this is all fantastic.
Yeah.
But I have to ask, are there any downsides to relying so much on AI?
That's a great question.
Like, what about data security?
Yeah.
Or, you know, the risk of algorithms making biased decisions?
Those are definitely important considerations.
It's really important to remember that AI is a tool.
Okay.
It's not a silver bullet.
Right.
You know, so... You have to work with reputable providers. Make sure that your data is secure and private.
Okay.
And really constantly monitor the system.
Right.
For any signs of bias or any unintended consequences.
Right.
But if you do that,
yeah,
the benefits far outweigh the risks.
Okay, that makes sense. I mean, you wouldn't hand over the keys to your business
right.
to any AI without doing your due diligence.
Exactly.
So speaking of real-world applications, are there any specific examples of companies using this technology successfully?
Absolutely.
I'd love to hear about some concrete cases.
Yeah, so remember that article we talked about earlier? It actually highlights Imagia.
Okay, yeah.
As a really great example of an intelligent order-to-cash platform.
Right, Imagia.
Yeah.
They're the ones who are processing like...
hundreds of billions of dollars.
Yeah, hundreds of billions of dollars in accounts receivable.
Across 90 countries.
Across dozens of countries.
In 25 different languages.
It's amazing.
So they've developed a really comprehensive platform.
Oh, wow.
That uses AI and machine learning...
Okay.
...to automate and optimize...
Yeah.
...every single stage... of the order to cash cycle.
Wow.
From credit scoring to collections.
They even have a digital assistant.
They do.
That can interact with customers, answer questions, resolve issues, all without any human intervention.
It's pretty impressive.
That's really impressive.
Yeah.
So we're not just talking theory here. This is real technology that businesses are using right now to improve their operations and gain a competitive advantage.
Absolutely. And as AI continues to evolve, I think we're going to see even more amazing innovations in the world of order to cash.
It's a really exciting time to be in finance.
It is.
So before we get too carried away with the future, let's bring it back to the present for a moment.
Right.
So if a business leader is listening to this right now,
and they're thinking, okay, this AI stuff sounds amazing, but where do I even start?
Right.
What would you tell them? What's that first step?
I would say the first step is to really assess your current order to cash process.
Okay.
You know, identify your pain points, figure out where your bottlenecks are.
Okay.
And then really think about where automation can have the biggest impact.
Okay.
And then start doing your research.
Yeah.
Look at different AI solutions.
Yeah.
Different providers.
Okay.
Find something that really aligns with your needs and your goals.
Yeah.
You know, there's no one-size-fits-all solution.
Right.
It's really about finding the right fit for your business.
So understand your needs before you jump into the tech pool.
Exactly.
Well, this has been a really insightful deep dive.
It has.
Into the world of order to cash.
It has been.
We've covered a lot of ground today.
We have.
From, you know, the very basics of the process.
Right.
To, you know, all these transformative powers of AI.
And we haven't even touched on some of the more advanced applications of AI, like, you know, predictive analytics for dynamic pricing.
Yeah.
Or machine learning for fraud detection.
There's a whole universe out there.
There really is.
That we could explore.
Yeah. A universe we'll have to explore another time.
Yes.
But I think for now, our listeners have plenty to think about.
I agree.
So to leave you with one final thought.
Right.
As technology keeps disrupting the financial landscape.
Yeah.
Those who embrace change.
Right.
And adapt quickly are going to be the ones who thrive.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for joining us on this fascinating journey.
It was my pleasure.
And for our listeners, be sure to check out the show notes for links to some great resources on AI-powered O2C.
Yes, definitely.
Until next time, keep those orders flowing and that cash rolling in. Okay, so let's take a minute and recap everything we talked about in this deep dive into the order-to-cash cycle.
Yeah, sounds good.
You know, we started by defining what it is.
Right.
It's the journey of an order. You know, from that initial purchase to the final payment.
Exactly.
And we talked about all those key steps involved.
Yep, like credit checks and invoicing.
Yeah, AR management, cash application, and even collections.
That's right.
We really got into the nitty-gritty of each of those stages.
Yeah.
You know, talking about those potential pitfalls.
Right.
And the impact they can have on a business.
Absolutely.
Like if you've got inaccurate invoices or delayed payments or just inefficient processes, it can really mess things up.
Yeah, it's like a domino effect.
Exactly.
A thing goes wrong and it can impact everything else.
We also talked about collections and how important it is to approach that strategically.
Yes.
You know, focusing on building relationships.
Right.
And finding solutions that work for everyone involved.
Exactly, because a happy customer is more likely to come back for more.
Right, exactly.
Which is ultimately good for business.
Then we got to the really exciting part.
Yeah, the technology, AI and machine learning.
We talked about how AI can help businesses automate those manual tasks, improve their accuracy, gain those valuable insights from their data, and make smarter decisions.
All about working smarter, not harder.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So imagine being able to predict your cash flow with like incredible accuracy,
right?
Or assess credit risk almost instantly, or even personalize those collection strategies for each customer.
Yeah. It's amazing what technology can do these days.
It really is. And the best part is this isn't just some futuristic dream.
Right.
Like we talked about companies like Amaja who are already using these AI-powered platforms to improve their operations and get ahead of the competition.
And I think we're just scratching the surface of what's possible.
I think so, too.
It's really exciting to think about what the future holds.
So what's the key takeaway from all of this for our listeners today?
Well, I think it's that the order-to-cash cycle is so much more than just a bunch of transactions.
Yeah.
It's really a strategic lever that can drive growth and improve profitability.
Right.
And create a better experience for your customers.
And in today's business world, you know, things are changing so fast.
All the time, yeah.
The companies that embrace technology and optimize their O2C processes are going to be the ones that succeed.
Absolutely.
So to wrap things up, I want to leave you with a question to think about.
Okay.
If you could instantly improve one aspect of your order to cash cycle, what would it be?
Yeah. What's that one thing that keeps you up at night?
What do you wish was just a little bit easier?
Yeah. Think about it.
That's a great question to reflect on. And in the meantime, thanks for joining us on this journey into the world of order to cash.
Yes. Thank you for having me.
And be sure to check out the show notes for more information and resources.
Yes, lots of great stuff there.
All right, until next time, keep those orders flowing and that cash rolling in.